Rifle resident Sally Ray has her legs strapped into a ReWalk personal device, a crutch in each arm, and a physical therapist on either side of her.
Oh, that's too far back. I would have been on my head.
So let's try to find home.
Oh, geez. That's way off kilter.
Right now, she is just trying to get her balance standing up. She has spent the last 12 years sitting in a wheelchair after a snowmobiling accident left her paralyzed. It's the launch of local nonprofit Bridging Bionics Foundation, run by Amanda Boxtel, herself paralyzed in a ski accident in 1992. The club is renting space to Boxtel for $1 a year so that those who are paralyzed may have access to expensive technology that helps them stretch, stand, and even walk through tailored computer robotic systems.
Sally, are you putting a lot of weight through your hands right now?
Yes.
Yes.
I'll be honest.
Ray gets encouragement from Lee Theobald, who was paralyzed by a hit-and-run motorist when he was on his motorcycle. Carbondale resident Adam Lavender and his wife are also here. Lavender was paralyzed while mountain biking with the team he raced for. Basically, it's a room full of adrenaline junkies who, even after disabling accidents, are still brave enough to navigate new frontiers.
I realize that you're into doing scary things anyway, yeah. But isn't this all kind of just a little bit scary?
No, I'm really excited about it.
Lavender is only about a year into his physical therapy and is about to try a Galileo neuromuscular tilt table, gifted by local philanthropist Boogie Wineglass. What looks like some sort of medical torture device, which straps its user to a table and then lifts them horizontally, allows the leg muscles to be stimulated, which increases strength and blood flow. At times, Lavender can feel different leg muscles engaging, and this machine may help encourage that in the future.
Nice.
Though shaky at first, Sally Ray refused to stop until she mastered the ReWalk technology.
I think she's got it.
And by her fourth try of coordinating her crutches to sync up with the machine-assisted stepping motion, she's cruising by the rest of the participants and fitting right in with the able-bodied gym rats. Allison Bektesh, Aspen Public Radio News.